Finding work is not just an issue for young people in Europe. In South Korea, students study for years for the country's university entrance exam. Up to 80% of high school graduates there go on to college. Problem is, there aren't enough jobs for all these highly educated young people. So now the Korean government is trying something new. It's encouraging young Koreans to consider something other than college, as Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
I met Lee Gun-young as he walked to the Injang Boys High School. The 19-year-old college student was about to take Korea's university entrance exam for a second time. I feel confident, he says. This test will determine the rest of my life. A throng of underclassmen wish Lee good luck as he passes through the school's gate. Lee and many other test takers are hoping to improve their scores so they can transfer to a better university. But for most Korean families, there are only four schools in the entire country that really matter. Bae Tae-il just dropped off his son at the testing center. He says a college's name really means a lot here. If you get into a famous university, you have more opportunities to define your life, he says. You get more respect from other people, depending on what school you go to. But some observers warn that Korea's obsession with getting into the right school is out of sync with the job market. Jasper Kim is a visiting scholar at Harvard. He says Korea is experiencing what he calls educational inflation.
There's a lot of supply of highly educated, arguably overeducated people. But on the flip side, on the demand side, they all want to work for a narrow bandwidth of companies, basically the LGs and the Samsungs of the world. But they only need a few people, and they'll only pluck those people from a certain narrow bandwidth of schools. So the question is, what happens to the rest of the pack who don't get selected?
Government figures indicate that less than half of 2010's university grads have found full-time jobs. One way the South Korean government is trying to address these problems is to promote vocational schools as an alternative to college. Even the South Korean president is getting involved. Lee Myung-bak was on hand in 2010 for the opening of the Sudo Electric Technical High School in Seoul. Students here are welding rods together while others hammer slag off metal plates in the school's workshop. Sudo is one of 21 so-called Meister schools. They're modeled on German academies, and they're fully funded by the South Korean government. All students are guaranteed a job once they graduate through an agreement with Korea's Electric Power Authority. And some, like 17-year-old Lee Se-kyul, have already been offered jobs in Samsung's electronics engineering department. Lee says, if I went to a normal high school or university, I would have had a much harder time finding a job, especially at Samsung. I have no regrets about going to this type of school. Getting South Korean companies to accept students without a university degree is one thing. Getting acceptance from Korean society may be more difficult. Kim Dong-hee teaches in Sudo's IT department. He says the technical education here is as good as you can get at some universities.
I don't see that much difference between our students and those who have some really special degree. Once our student performance came out, then maybe many people would admit they don't have to go to that prestigious school, or they don't have to go to the graduate school.
But deciding to skip college is still a hard choice for young Koreans. Sudo student Seo Hyun-ju says she'll keep her options open. I'll still be young and have many options to choose from after I graduate, she says. I'll start work and see how I like it. If I don't, I'll just study for the university exam. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.